She spoke, and the swineherd went as soon as he heard the order, and standing near the stranger said in winged words, "Hear, good old stranger, heedful Penelope is calling, the mother of Telemachus. Her heart inclines her to ask for tidings of her husband, so full of grief is she. And if she finds that all you tell is true, she will clothe you in a coat and tunic, things you greatly need. Moreover, you shall beg your bread about the land and fill your belly. Whoever will shall give." Then said to him long-tried royal Odysseus, "Eumaeus, I would straightway tell my whole true story to the daughter of Icarius, heedful Penelope, for well I know about Odysseus. We have borne the self-same sorrows. But I have fears about this crowd of cruel suitors, whose arrogance and outrage reaches the iron heavens. For even now, when, as I walked along the hall, doing no harm, this person struck and hurt me, neither Telemachus nor others interfered. Bid then Penelope, however eager, wait in the hall till sunset. Then let her ask about her husband's coming, after giving me a seat beside the fire, for the clothes I wear are poor. That you yourself well know, because it was of you I first sought aid." He spoke, and the swineherd went as soon as he heard the order. But as he crossed the threshold, thus spoke Penelope, "Are you not bringing him, Eumaeus? What does the wanderer mean? Is he afraid of some bad man, or simply shy at being in the palace? To be a homeless man and shy is bad." Then swineherd Eumaeus, you answered her and said, "Rightly he speaks, as any man must think, if he would shun the violence of these audacious men. He bids you wait till sunset. And it is better, too, for you, my queen, to speak to the stranger privately and listen to his tale." Then said to him heedful Penelope, "Not without wisdom thinks the stranger thus, whoever he may be, for mortal men have never yet so wantonly wrought outrage." She spoke, and the noble swineherd entered the throng of suitors when he had told her all, and straightway to Telemachus he spoke these winged words, his head bent close that others might not hear. "My dear, I go to guard the swine and matters there, your livelihood and mine. Do you mind all things here, above all else? Keep yourself safe and see that nothing happens. Many of the Achaeans are forming wicked plans, whom Zeus confound before harm falls on us." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "So be it, father. Go when you have supped, and in the morning come and bring us goodly victims. To me and the immortal gods leave all things here." He spoke, and once more down Eumaeus sat upon a polished bench. Then, after having satisfied desire for food and drink, he departed to his swine, leaving the courts and hall crowded with feasters, who with dance and song were making merry, for evening now drew near.